The president of Myanmar announced reduced sentences for prisoners today. The move is part of that country's independence celebrations. But the clemency will affect few political prisoners, and it falls far short of the expectations of human rights activists and the Obama administration. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the U.S. has been trying to encourage Myanmar, also known as Burma, to cement recent signs of political progress there.
It was one of the more surprising moments in U.S. foreign policy in the last year, watching Secretary Clinton hold meetings with high-level officials in Myanmar's vast, empty new capital, Naypyidaw, and tour a glistening pagoda in the old capital, Yangon, or Rangoon.
So how big is that diamond? It's huge.
This one is the one, it's 76-carat diamond.
Clinton offered some incentives to keep Myanmar's president, Thein Sein, on track with reforms, and told NPR at the time that she's coordinating closely with the country's most prominent dissident, Aung San Suu Kyi.
She has expressed her confidence in how we are proceeding. Obviously, we both want to see significant steps taken by the government, starting with the release of all political prisoners, before we are able to do any more.
Clinton has a special envoy working this issue day to day. Derek Mitchell goes to Myanmar about once a month and says he'll be packing his bags again soon. He thinks Clinton's trip there last month put wind in the sails of a reform process that took many by surprise.
This government came in late March, and there was hope that there'd be reform over time, but that the pace of reform has come fairly rapidly. And it's encouraged, I think, an atmosphere in Rangoon that is quite optimistic about the future in the new year.
The U.S. has agreed to let the UN Development Program and the World Bank assess the needs of the country, one of the poorest in Southeast Asia. Administration officials still have to work through U.S. laws and sanctions to make that happen. And Mitchell also has to answer many questions in Congress about how quickly the U.S. should be moving.
Debates are ongoing about Burma policy, but there's no serious resistance to certainly the Secretary's trip, what came out of the Secretary's trip, and the way forward overall.
The envoy says much will depend on the Burmese government's next steps and whether Thein Sein delivers on the promises he made to the secretary. The U.S. is not only pushing for more political rights in the country, but also trying to promote peace efforts in the many long-running ethnic conflicts that have ravaged Myanmar.
You continue to have reports of aggression, of abuses, of rape as a weapon of war, of torture, and of killings of civilians. All that is very, very serious and informs our policy as well.
One expert on Myanmar, David Steinberg of Georgetown University, says so far the Obama administration has taken a safe, well-paced approach. Steinberg says there will be a flurry of diplomatic activity this month, including a visit by Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, a major critic of Myanmar's military rulers.
If he comes back and says, well, there's some changes and we ought to adjust our policy, that would be very good. And if he talks to Aung San Suu Kyi, as I'm sure he must on that trip, and she says, well, now is the time for some modification, then I think there are some very positive things that can happen.
Steinberg says Aung San Suu Kyi once told him that the U.S. sanctions are something she uses as leverage with Myanmar's leaders, but at some point they could be a liability for her. U.S. Envoy Derek Mitchell says the U.S. won't change its sanctions policy until it gets a signal from Suu Kyi that that time has come. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
You're listening to All Things Considered.